This week, there were hoodies in Congress, on the steps of City Hall, and all over the internet. The people wearing them were expressing solidarity with the family of Trayvon Martin, the black teenager killed last month by a Neighborhood Watch volunteer in Sanford, Florida. As part of Micropolis, a project that looks at street life and other corners of New York City, WNYC's Arun Venugopal spoke to black New Yorkers to find out what hoodies mean to them.
I'm in Harlem, and I'm walking past low-income housing projects, talking to kids, black kids, who wear hoodies and who clearly have very strong feelings about Trayvon Martin's death.
I just like wearing my hoodies. It's how I walk around. And usually when the security starts to follow us thinking that we're going to steal something or something.
Some, one of my friend's grandmother say that a hoodie is a death device because you can't see your left and your right.
If I don't want to be seen or talked to, I'll put my hoodie over my head and keep a low-key head down and just go about my business.
I was reading a book one time. It said that a young man wore his hoodie to get away from the world, to separate himself. Maybe, maybe not.
I was interested in hearing from people who didn't just want to defend their right to wear a hoodie, and it just so happened I saw this letter in the New York Times by a professor of economics at a major fashion school here in Manhattan.
I teach undergraduate economics, microeconomics.
His name is Paul Clement. He's African-American, originally from Grenada. And he told his son just a couple weeks ago, you know, I don't want you wearing a hoodie outside. It's just not safe.
The garment itself conceals identity. And it is for this reason that it acquired its sinister meaning.
Clement thinks that in this day and age, really, the media has been focusing too much on black people who wear hoodies. But he says, you know, even in the past, there have been other groups who've worn hoodies and who have had, I guess, bad intentions.
The KKK wore hoods, right? It is that point where the garment itself conceals your identity. So,
I'm South Asian. I wear a hoodie pretty much every day when it's chilly. It's practical. It keeps me comfortable. And I think it looks all right on me. And of course, when I'm out there reporting on an issue like this, it's hard for people like black teenagers in low-income housing projects not to notice I'm also wearing a hoodie.
I'm a journalist. I'm with WNYC Radio.
For example, I'm in Harlem. I'm looking for people to talk to. I approach this group of kids, black, wearing hoodies, most of them. And one of them, Richie Minnelli, she's upset. She's having this weird exchange with these two officers who have apparently told them they don't want them to stand on the sidewalk and to clear the area.
Yeah, I think you should move too. Yeah. I don't think you should be here. Yeah, because, yeah. Says no stand on the corner.
Oh, really? Even journalists can't stand here?
Yeah, even journalists. You can't stand. He's a journalist. He can't stand here, right?
Do you mind if I stand here? Just me and a couple other people? We're just going to interview them about stuff. Thank you.
We're doing an interview.
Can I ask you guys something?
This guy probably has three jobs, you know, a great big family. He probably works very hard to take care of his kids. And he has on a hoodie. So what does that really mean? You have on a hoodie. You're a journalist, you know. It's not about the hoodie. It's about being black in a society, you know, where they think that we're all just ghetto people, like, and we don't have a life.
After I left Richie and her friends, I walked just another block and I met some younger kids.
How old are you?
13.
What's your name?
Dwayne McMillian. It was this guy talking on TV, and he was Caucasian, and he was saying that he could wear anything. He could sack his pants and have a hoodie on, and most likely cops won't bother him because of his race.
Do you think that's true?
Yes.
How does it make you feel?
It's very, very unfair. It feels like it's still the way it was before.
I actually asked him what he meant by before. He says, a long time ago. This is Micropolis. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.